A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will arouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear, and I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Sentence of death.
The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality to God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord.
Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. No, we don't do that. Go ahead.
As soon as morning came, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes, that is the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him.
Are you the king of the Jews?
He said to him in reply.
You say so.
The chief priest accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him.
Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of.
Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, on the occasion of the feast, he used to release to them one prisoner whom they requested. A man called Barabbas was then in prison, along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. The crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he was accustomed. Pilate answered,
do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?
For he knew that it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate again said to them in reply,
then what do you want me to do with the man you call king of the Jews?
They shouted again. Pilate said to them,
why? What evil has he done?
They only shouted the louder. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and after he had Jesus scourged, handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is the praetorium, and assembled the whole cohort. They clothed him in purple and, weaving a crown of thorns, placed it on him. They began to salute him with,
hail, King of the Jews,
and kept striking his head with a reed and spitting upon him. They knelt before him in homage, and when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him out to crucify him. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country. the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. They brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated place of the skull. They gave him wine drugged with myrrh, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments by casting lots for them to see what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." With him they crucified two revolutionaries, one on his right and one on his left. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying,
"Destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself by coming down from the cross."
Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes mocked him among themselves and said,
"Saved others, save himself. The Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also kept abusing him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,"
which is translated,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Some of the bystanders who heard it said, one of them ran, soaked a sponge with wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him, saying,
"Wait, let us see if Elijah comes to take him down."
Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
Please kneel. Please stand.
The veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion who stood facing him saw how he breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was the Son of God."
The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and how are you? We are so blessed as we enter into this holiest of weeks. People often ask, "Father, how come we call Good Friday good?" I say, "Are you kidding? This is the time where God became a man and died to take away our sins. It is fantastic Friday that God would do this for us." And yet this God who commits himself to life and death for us, the way we follow him is often fickle, right? Depends how we feel, depending on how I'm a good day or a bad day. We begin this Mass with Hosanna, 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 rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And we conclude in the gospel, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. That fast, that fickle. And so, first of all, we got to look about this God who, as it says in the great humility of God in Philippians chapter 2, which we heard today, that though he was in a form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. Now, he didn't feel like it. He chose to do it. And so, when it comes to us, if this God can leave heaven, become one of us, let us spit on him, cry out, crucify him, and continue to torture him, if he can still do what he did for love of us, we got to make sure that our following of him is no longer fickle. To not make excuses. I'm having a bad day, I'm having a good day, you know, I feel like it, I don't feel like it. Again, it's a commitment of our life when we come to follow Jesus Christ. It means I commit myself to you to death. period. I commit myself to whatever I'm doing because God calls me to that, huh? But again, sometimes we go like, no, I don't feel like it, or I feel like this, or, you know, what we do, it's all depending on how I wake up in the morning. But that is not a disciple of Jesus, huh? A couple months ago, a woman came to me and said she was leaving the parish. And I said, okay, why? Because I don't like what you say. If everybody did that, there'd be nobody in this parish, now would there? But the reality is, we come and we stay here as a family, and we commit ourselves to a family. So I said to her, I said, listen, fantastic. Wherever you go next, you stay until you die. You got that? You don't sit there and pick and choose, where I like the priest, I don't like the priest, I like this, I don't like that. Once you have joined a parish, that's your parish until you die. You understand that? It's not fickle. It's not, well, I'll stay here. It's like people getting married today. I'll stay with you as long as it feels good for me. But as soon as I'm not feeling it anymore, I'm out of here. That's not any way to live a marriage. That's not any way to live followers of Jesus. That's not any way to be a member of a parish. It's about my commitment of my life, period. Because it doesn't matter how we feel. Jesus, think about it. On the night that Holy Thursday, which we will commemorate this Thursday, when we go into the chapel, hopefully some of us, and we sit with him. And if we read what Jesus did that night, three times he said, Father, let this cup pass me by. Not once, not twice, three times. He struggled with how he felt. He did not want to do it. That's very clear. He struggled with it so much he sweat blood. But all three times as he struggled and says, let this cup pass me by, let this cup pass me by, let this cup pass me by, he'd always say, but not what I want, what you want. I will give my life, though I don't feel like it, though I don't want to, though I struggle with it, because I've committed my life to you, Father, and I've committed my life to them. So there's no fickleness with Jesus. And so with us, there can be no fickleness with us. But that's the first thing. So first of all, I have to think is, how do I follow Jesus? Is it how I feel? Is it depending on my mood? Or is it a commitment of my life, period, no matter what? Two, as we enter into this week, we know that everything Jesus did, he did for us. Now, I used to say to you that what I want you to do this week is I want you to focus on two words. And the two words were what? Do you remember? For me. Did it many years. But I don't want us to focus on those two words this year because it's too much me, me, me. And if there's anything I'm learning in all these weeks of preaching, the last thing this is about is just me. It's about what Jesus did. Though he wasn't a form of God, he emptied himself. So the two words I would like us to focus on every day for the rest of these days of holy days of the holy week is thank you. So what are the two words you need to say every day this week? What are those two words? What are those two words? Thank you. So that we're not looking on us and how I feel today, or I don't feel like going to the Passion. I don't feel like going and celebrating the vigil. I don't feel like going to the Lord's Supper. I don't feel like spending time in adoration. I don't feel it. I want to stay focused on Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, that you would give me your body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross for me. Thank you, Jesus, that you rose from the grave, that I don't have to be afraid of death because I will live forever. Thank you, Jesus. 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 And if we as a community can spend the next 7 days just thanking Jesus for everything he has done for us and does for us, that'll transform this holy week into the holiest of weeks. Because we're not focused on, I can't wait till I can start eating my chocolate again. I can't wait till I can start drinking my Pepsi again. I make it a week of thanksgiving. So today, beginning today and every day for the rest of the week, we're going to focus on two words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And this whole week will be about Jesus. and not about us. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us perform.